The Black Caps announced their 15-man squad for the World Cup in Auckland today with an emphasis on experience in Caribbean conditions. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. So the Black Caps miss out on the USA experience, do they?
Yeah, so this Cricket World Cup is hosted between co-hosted with the USA and the West Indies, so the group of islands making up the West Indies. And it's a little bit of the luck of the draw whether you get to try out the USA or whether your group games will be in the West Indies. For the Black Caps, all of their group games will be in the West Indies. But this is the first time the ICC World Cup event has been held in the growing market of the USA. They've got group games across three different stadiums. So this is in Florida, Dallas, and New York. So the New Yorkers weren't very keen on this happening in order to, cricket's obviously not very popular in the USA. So they've had to come up with stadiums that will be a good fit for cricket in the shape of the ground and that type of thing. Originally, they were going to put up a stadium in the Bronx, and the people there complained. They said that they thought there was going to be damage, that they would be closing off a park to the public for too long. So the ICC's had to rethink this a little bit, and they've moved it now to East Meadow. So it's a different part of New York that this temporary stadium will be going up. It's not a very big stadium, obviously. It's, I think, around 30,000 capacity for this. They say because it is a temporary stadium, they can move these capacity of the stadiums forward and back, I guess, as they need to throughout this. But there are four groups of five teams. So the Black Caps in their group, they'll be playing all of the West Indies, but they also play in different countries because not all of the West Indies were too keen on having these Cricket World Cup games either. The Jamaica and St. Kitts and Nevis both opted out because they thought of costs and having to upkeep of stadiums and that type of thing for this tournament. So the Black Caps will play group games across Guyana, and then they'll play three games in Trinidad and Tobago. Barbados and St. Lucia are where they could end up in Super 8s. But in selecting today's squad, they based it on experience. So 13 of the 15 players were part of the tour to the West Indies in 2022. They were also all involved in the last World Cup. And selecting said the strengths would be the cricketing nous of the players that they've selected, but also for different players to contribute because they can shake up the batting order with the players that they've got. They can also turn to one of five players who could be a spin bowling option, which will come out alongside four seam bowlers. So here is what Coach Gary Stead has had to say about how he'll use the squad.
We'll be selecting what we think is the best side for each game. I'm certainly not underestimating anyone in our pool, but I think our first two games, Afghanistan and West Indies, are both like really, really tough games as well. Afghanistan and Guyana in a wicket that traditionally turns will possibly be a match that could be crucial for us, and it's the first game that we play over there. So every game's important, but I think those first two in particular will be ones that we'll be really eyeing very, very carefully.
So the T20 World Cup begins in June. That's reasonably good viewing times for us here if you want to watch some cricket while you eat your lunch.
Let's talk about the Wellington Phoenix, and we're still waiting to see if they won the A-League Premiership plate. And Jamie was trying to explain this, you know, either-or scenario to me on Friday. So we're still waiting, and it needs to be a loss, doesn't it?
Yeah, so the Wellington Phoenix won on Saturday, so they held up their end of the bargain. So now we wait until Wednesday night, where we suddenly in New Zealand all become Adelaide supporters because we need Adelaide to beat Central Coast Mariners in order for the Phoenix to pick up their first piece of silverware for the tournament. So there is obviously the play did come to New Zealand. They kind of wanted it, you know, maybe an opportunity to hand it over to the Phoenix at the weekend. Hasn't happened that way. So staying up a little bit later, paying a little bit more attention to what is happening into the very, very last game of the regular season of the A-League. And while the Phoenix don't necessarily now know also what final, semi-final they're going to be playing in, the rest of the league is kind of shaken out. So they'll be watching because the Phoenix have finished in the top two. They do get this weekend off, so they'll just be watching football. So they'll be seeing what's going on in the elimination finals. It's a Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City are playing each other, and Sydney FC are playing MacArthur to figure out, so basically, who are going to play in each of those semi-finals. So it's been a long time since it's been a Melbourne derby, and it's the first derby in 9 years. So today the A-League had to do a little bit of shuffling around moving that kick-off time on Saturday to accommodate not only this game, which they're expecting to get a big crowd for, but also the Women's A-League A League Grand Final, which is also kicks off on Saturday night. So there's a little bit of shuffling. And as we've spoken about earlier, the Wellington Food Festival was postponed in case of an A-League Grand Final in Wellington. So all of these things might be aligning. Maybe they'll all be happy that they've postponed the food festival just in case we do get a Grand Final in Wellington.
Wow, it's a giant sports puzzle. Thank you so much, Felicity. That is sports reporter Felicity Reid.